Welcome to Design Foundations, the podcast where faith, family health, and true wellness come together. I'm Kelly, an integrative health practitioner, optometrist, and mom who's been where you are. I know how overwhelming it can feel to navigate health challenges for yourself and your family. That's why I'm here, to help you uncover the root causes of those struggles and help you build an unshakable foundation for a thriving life where you feel rooted, replenished, and restored. In each episode, we'll cut through the noise, talk about practical tips, and share real-life stories to encourage and equip you. You've got what it takes to create lasting wellness. I'm just here to help you get there. Let's dive in. Welcome to Design Foundations Podcast. I am so excited that you're here. Can I just start by saying how surreal this is? This has been on my heart for a very long time, honestly, too long. I have been thinking about it and just nervous to kind of take that step in courage and faith, even though I did feel like it was the next step. So here I am. I'm so grateful that you are here. And maybe you have felt the same way. You felt something stirring inside of you before, something that you just know that you're meant to do, but fear or doubt just keeps holding you back. That's exactly how I felt about this podcast. And honestly, it's exactly how I felt about starting Design Family Wellness. But I finally took the step and I can see how the Lord has continued to work through that. And so I am taking the step here as well. So this podcast was created with you in mind. I think it's really good to have just like a background. Why does this exist? Why am I here? And I really created this for the mom who just feels stuck. She feels overwhelmed. She feels intimidated by the sea of information, the level of health information out there. She's looking for a more balanced life for herself, for her kids. Maybe she has even been to the doctor, been to the naturopath, started some supplements, kind of been on a couple protocols, seen some things on social media, but it's just not laid out in a practical way. Or there's so much information that it's just too much to sift through to have an actual plan to move forward. And my goal in getting this podcast to you is to take all of that information and break it down into bite-sized, applicable steps that you can actually use in your daily life for you and your kids, to both build a stronger foundation physically, spiritually, and then as well work through the different health challenges that you and your kids might be experiencing. So you might be wondering where to even start. Maybe you're juggling a million things. And sometimes it feels like the harder you try, really the more that you're just spinning your wheels. So let me just tell you, you are not failing, you are not alone, and you are in the right place. So today we're going to dive into a question that's at the heart of everything I do. And I thought long and hard about where this podcast should start. There's so much information that I would love to deliver and give to you. But there's one thing that everything else is grounded in, and it is the foundation of everything I do. And that is the understanding, the true definition of what is true wellness. And I think just as a culture, we have this completely backwards. So it's really important for us to dive into like what is wellness, but most importantly, what it is not. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what wellness isn't. And I think the most important thing to understand is that wellness isn't chasing perfection. It's not about following the latest diet trend, jumping into Whole30, paleo, keto, carnivore, whatever is trending in the moment. It's not about the perfect workout plan or trying to stick to some type of rigid routine. And it's definitely not about quick fixes, even though that's how things are completely marketed to us these days. Do this diet and you'll get X results. Take this supplement and all the weight's going to fall off. And I'm here to tell you, there is no workaround building the foundation. There is no quick fix that is going to promise those type of results that are going to last long term. It just doesn't exist. And it's what culture really wants to market to us. So we're seeing these messages everywhere. And it's almost like society has decided that health is like this endless list of to-do tasks, this to-do list of things that we're supposed to check off. We're supposed to eat the right foods. We're supposed to look a certain way, follow the newest trend. If you just do all of those things, then everything will be great and you will live out this healthy lifestyle. But here's the thing. None of that actually gets to the heart of what true wellness is. And if you've ever felt overwhelmed by trying to keep up with those expectations, I want you to know it's not you. Those expectations and level of perfection are impossible. None of us can do that. The way we've been taught to think about health is absolutely completely backwards. True wellness is about so much more than what you eat, how you exercise. It's about alignment. It's about aligning your body, your mind, your spirit with God's purpose for your life. It's about living in a way that reflects His design for you and caring for your body as the incredible God-given vessel that it is. Your body is a gift. It was given to you to steward. But here's the key that we're missing. True wellness starts with your foundation. Going back, like I said before, there is no quick fix. There is no easy solution. You have to put in the work. You can't want the life, but not be willing to adapt the lifestyle. They don't go together. You have to take that step. You have to take the step in courage, in faith, establish the disciplines to get there. And this foundation, it needs to be strong. It needs to be something that's built on eternal, something that's unchanging, not the latest health trend or whatever the societal ideal in the moment. We really have to be careful to look different, to go, honestly, if culture's telling you to do it, you should probably be walking in the opposite direction. And it is hard. That's difficult. So now you might be thinking, like, wait a second, I thought she was a health coach. Why is she here talking about spiritual foundations and alignment? Where is the nutrition and the exercise advice? And here's why. We can have the best meal plans. You can eat all the most perfect things. You can take the right supplements. We can follow all the right steps to fix our physical health. But if we're constantly standing on a weak foundation, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, we'll just keep cycling through the same patterns over and over again. How many times have you started that new diet, the new exercise plan, only to give up when your life gets hard or stressful and you find yourself in a month or even a couple of weeks right back where you started? Maybe you've made progress, but it never feels like enough. This is why the foundation matters. Your foundation creates your ending. And I will talk in a later episode about how that has played out in my life, because it really is one of the key factors for getting Design Family Wellness, for integrate getting this podcast up and going. Your foundation creates your ending spiritually, physically, emotionally, and we need to be working on all three of those things, not just the physical component. If we don't address what's underneath our mindset, our emotions, and most importantly, our spiritual health, we honestly are just not going to see long-term progress. It's not going to happen. True wellness is about more than just fixing your symptoms. It's about creating a life, someone that feels balanced and aligned. It's not based on perfection. It has actual achievable goals in every area. But most importantly, it starts from the inside out. So I saw this all the time with my clients. Early on, they would come to me, they'd have physical symptoms, whether it be fatigue, maybe digestive issues, for a lot of women, hormonal imbalances, acne. And we absolutely would, we would work on all of those. We would use functional blood work. We would piece in their symptoms to get their whole story. We dig into the root causes. We figure out what's out of balance and would create a plan to address it. And they would make good progress. They honestly would. But here's the truth. At some point, many of them were hitting a plateau and we just couldn't break through it. And I was struggling to figure it out. My clients were getting a little bit frustrated. And even though they were doing all of the right things physically, eating well, exercising, following their plan, they would stop making that progress. And do you know why? It's because their foundation wasn't solid. If we're trying to build health on a foundation of fear, overwhelm, or a mindset of never going to be enough, we're not addressing the root issue. And that's why I start here with the foundation and what encompasses true wellness, because your foundation creates your ending. And this is demonstrated in the Bible. Jesus talks about this idea in Matthew 7. He tells the story of the two builders. Most of you are probably familiar with this. It's kind of an old-time Bible story we've heard in Sunday school. One builds his house on the rock, and when the storms come, the house stands firm. The other builds his house on the sand, and when the storm hits, the house falls apart. I absolutely love this analogy, but because it applies to so many areas of our lives, including your health, true wellness is like that house on the rock. It is steady, it's grounded, it's able to weather whatever life throws at you. And here's the deal. The storms are coming. The Bible tells us they are coming. They might be small, they might be large, but they are coming. And we need to know what we're standing on, and you need to start building that foundation today. So here's a question for you. Is your wellness built on the rock, or is it built on the sand? And if that question feels overwhelming, it feels uncomfortable, that's okay. It probably should. It should prick you a little bit to really reflect and have that evaluation. What am I standing on? This podcast is all about helping you figure that out and building a foundation that lasts. But here's the good news. You don't have to figure out all at once. That is, it's too much. That I said in the beginning of the podcast, the point is to break down this information so we don't have a level of overwhelm. It's not about throwing a bunch of information at you and leaving you to sort it out on your own. We are going to take this step by step with bite-sized practical pieces of information that you can actually apply in your everyday life. So I know we covered a lot already, and the truth is I have so much I would love to share on that topic even more, but we're just getting started. Over the next couple episodes, we're going to dive deeper into all sorts of things, how your mindset and emotions impact your physical health, practical ways to build spiritual disciplines into your daily routine, what it looks like to actually steward your body without turning health into an idol. So next time, we're going to take the next step in this journey, because it's one thing to understand what true wellness is, but it's another thing to know where you're starting from. Think about a road trip. You can't plan your route if you don't know your starting point. So in our next episode, we're going to reflect on where we're actually standing right now, how we're standing, what it looks like mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, and what small steps that you can take to start moving forward. So if I have to pick one thing to leave you with today, true wellness is not about chasing perfection. It's not the perfect to-do list. It's not the perfect workouts, the perfect exercise routines, the perfect nutrition. It is about alignment. It's about aligning your body, your mind, and your spirit with God's purpose for your life. It's really important to remember that the Lord didn't just give us arms and legs to work out our muscles, a stomach to have perfect nutrition or digestion, but He also gave us a brain and a mind. All of these things are interconnected. We cannot work on just physical wellness or just spiritual and mental, emotional wellness and expect that we're going to have progress. We have to work on both. They both encompass the foundation that is going to give us long-lasting wellness. So here's what I want to leave you with today. True wellness is not about chasing perfection. It's about alignment, aligning your body, mind, and spirit with God's purpose for your life. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to grab my Design Foundations guide. It's packed with practical steps to help you start building a healthier, stronger foundation. You can find it linked in the show notes or on my website, designfamilywellness.com. And if you're ready to dive a little deeper, I'd love for you to check out my free masterclass, Weekly Rhythms for the Radiant Woman. It's a great way to take the next step toward creating a life that feels balanced and aligned. Lastly, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Design Family Wellness for daily tips, encouragement, and behind-the-scenes moments. Thank you so much for joining me today. I can't wait to see you back here in the next episode as we take the next step in this journey together. See you soon. Thank you for tuning in to Design Foundations. I hope today's episode left you feeling encouraged and equipped to take meaningful steps towards building a healthier, more intentional life for you and your family. If you found value in this conversation, I'd love for you to share it with someone else who might need this encouragement today. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you're feeling inspired, leave a review. It helps this message reach more families like yours. Until next time, remember, true wellness starts with a strong foundation, rooted in faith, and grows with intentional care. Take care, and I'll see you next week.
This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not medical advice. The information shared is not a substitute for professional medical care. Always consult your healthcare provider before making any changes to your health or wellness routine.